Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening? We present to you Fabulous Fridays, produced by the amazing producer himself, G. Lou, hosted by Queen Jean and Cousin Marcy. Tap into our studio line at 914-803-4001. Press 1 to speak. West Coast at 7 o'clock p.m. and East Coast 10 o'clock p.m. If you can't get to a phone, you can listen online at blogtalkradio.com/the G-Lou Show. Thank you very much for your support. Looking forward to giving you all a fantastic, fabulous show. One love, Ashe. Peace.
sounds get laid down on West Side Wednesdays, OG Sundays, Flashback Fridays. We're cruising with G. Luke, Fabulous, Lowrider Oldies. So just let me introduce myself. I'm Tweet Cadillac, baby. I drink up all the Hennessy you got on your shelf. We got to keep it fly, P.I., and you know why.
Sound the alarm. Yay, yay. Good evening, Tweet.
I want to tell Tweet I need all that Hennessy he got on his shelf right now. And it's so cold out here. It's like, yes.
We had to warm it up.
Warm Man, it up, Chris. It's so cold. Unbelievable how cold it is out here. Yes.
Oh,
yes, good evening to everyone. Good evening, G. Lou. Thank you for opening the show with that lovely Ballad by Love Unlimited. I belong to you.
All the way ready.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So how is everyone doing, and how are you doing, Cousin Marcy and G. Lou? I hope you had a great day. So how are you doing?
Doing good, doing good. Yes, yeah, salute to G. Lou. Tap on in if you want to do a recap with us, too, on your fabulous weekend. Did a lot of things. We like to see the videos of everything you got to do. We're thankful. They tore it up for the, what was that, the second celebration for the G. Lou family?
The third.
See, I'm behind. I know I'm new to this, sweaty palms. Sweaty palms over here.
Yeah.
The third. Okay, girl. Get it right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looked like
it was cool. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so shout the sponsors
Me, you want me to go? Of course, we're going to go first with our wonderful producer, Mr. G. Lou. Didi Harrison, always. BTP Media. Tweet Cadillac, and I always, DJ Maniac, of course. Hope you're feeling a little better. Heard you were down. And One World Magazine. I hope I got that right for the sponsors.
And the G. Lou After Hours. So, yeah, thank you all so much.
G. Lou After Hours. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And yes, we're praying for you, DJ Maniac, that you feel better. And happy birthday to anyone who may be celebrating a birthday today, an anniversary. Or any specialty that's in your life today, may you continue to be happy, right?
Okay. Y'all didn't hear that, I hope. That's very odd for my area. I feel like I just heard some gunshots. Okay. Let me concentrate on this. I'm like, hold on now.
We have a caller, Cousin Marcy.
What?
We have a caller. Yes. What a blessing, right? So, caller.
Right?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hey, caller.
DJ Maniac, you're not resting. What's going on?
Oh, check you out.
I cannot sleep. I'm feeling miserable.
Oh.
So sorry to hear that.
So sorry.
I know.
But you got your water.
And positive energy and, you know, sending healing energy and do what you need to do and what you're supposed to do and just rest up.
Yeah.
I'll send you fake prescriptions and my WebMD diagnosis. Remember, lots of water. Eat when your appetite's bad. Just drink the water.
Yeah. We thank you for
so appreciate you calling us anyway.
Yeah,
of course.
The way that you feel. What a special to be happy
with
us for tonight.
Oh.
We're playing Love Unlimited and Barry White. And any favorite Barry White? Any favorite Love Unlimited?
Oh, Love Unlimited. If you love me, say it.
If you love me, say it. Love Unlimited, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We got you.
That's right. I said I'm calling right away and getting my request in.
Yeah, so now you know.
You're trying to play with them phone lines.
Right. Now you can go chill and rest and kick back. Put your headphones on because sometimes when, you know, when people have their headphones on, it silences all the noise, including when the phone rings, right?
Right.
Insider.
Mm-hmm.
Did you like catch that DJ
hurts.
Maniac?
Yeah.
You were a little late, but you caught it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That reminds me of a scene from The Office.
That's an insider.
They're like, I like private jokes. Look, I like inside jokes. I like to be part of one someday. Like one
long
day.
Long as it's all good and positive, it's a good thing to have an inside joke with someone, you know?
Yeah.
So, I do. Well, I can listen to some raindrops. That helped me sleep.
What'd you say?
I said I can listen to some raindrops. That helped me sleep.
Oh, well, just put it on your, you know, you can download an app with that, unless you just actually need to hear the drops, the real raindrops.
Oh, nice.
But if not, you can download an app for meditation, and it has, you can choose your sound that you want and, you know, turn off the lights, as Teddy would say.
Damn, I need that app. You need to send me that app, Queen.
Turn off the,
I will.
I came out for that one.
Yeah, you came
right
out, and listen, and to go with that app, to go with that, get you some LED candles, not the one with the flame, the LED, or even some LED lights, but something that
LED
just
candles?
Gonna set your own vibe. Yeah.
Okay. Wait, hold on. I'm slipping. Wow, LED, you got to send me that too. Send me where I can get that at too.
Okay, I'm gonna send you that.
Cause I've been up on candles lately. Lately, I've been getting a lot of candles, like around the house. So that's
candles,
perfect right now.
Candles, you say, no Armani.
Yeah,
but
that's
our
cool.
Yeah. LED is just like in my grandson's in Florida when they was having that big Ian hurricane, and I told him, I said, you should invest in some LED light candles, and he was like, well, why should I do that? I said, because you don't need to be having no flames burning right now. You know what I'm saying? With this tornado that's coming through. So with LED, the worst that can happen is it get thrown against something and the light goes out. But it ain't going to be nothing catching no fire. So,
LED that makes sense.
Good.
Do they got different colors, like light candles that light up?
Mm-hmm. They definitely do. I got you, Jim.
I need that.
Yeah, we want you to be as comfortable as you should be. We're going to make sure you get that in your life. How about that?
Please. Thank you. I love y'all. I love y'all. Hey, DJ Maniac, I love you too. I'm going to get well soon, bro.
Oh, wow.
Good to hear your voice. It's good to hear your voice, Mr. G. Lou, our amazing producer. DJ Maniac, we're going to want you to sit back, chill, keep your headphones on, and we're going to go ahead and get this show started. You know, we love you. It's a pleasure hearing from you, and prayers are going up for you.
Thank you so much.
Feel better.
You're very welcome.
DJ Maniac.
Love you.
Thank you, please.
Much love. So we got the LED candles, okay.
Girl, and the meditation.
The raindrop, the meditation sound. I used to do that, and for some reason, dreams were turning into, like, I'm fighting waves in the ocean, so I had to get that water up. I said, let me listen to these birds.
Oh, that's when you just find another
That'll
one.
Work better.
They got so,
yeah,
they have
I like
so
the
many,
birds,
you
like
know?
The nature sound.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Whatever floats your boat, they got it on there to float it. That's a wonderful thing. My grandson listens to one every night. Gabriel got hooked on it. If he come down here, he'll be
That's
like, wait a
good.
Minute, I got to get my iPad so we can listen to the music, the meditation. I said, I'm watching TV. So then I just have to set the TV down and oblige, you know, because that's creating a memory. So, so sometimes I have to go and do what the little one wants just to create that memory.
Right?
So,
I love it.
Yeah. So, Cousin Marcy, we didn't even tell the people
yes,
what we were doing tonight. We just gave a little slip. So go ahead and...
Man, you was trying to do this one for a minute. It was the Love Unlimited Orchestra. Most people would know the main person behind that, the wonderful, talented, smooth voice, Mr. Barry White. Learned a little bit, doing more when you was like, let's do that Love Unlimited. But I found some stuff like, oh, they used in hip-hop, and I was like, wow, that's where they got. So I'll announce that before we do those songs. Gilu probably know which one I'm talking about. It was a real popular off of Space Jam, but they did use one of Love Unlimited orchestra songs. They even had a soundtrack, Queen. Yeah, I didn't know that. The Love Unlimited Orchestra did take part in a soundtrack called Together Brothers. And you never told me about the Together Brothers.
This is good, though. You know, you do your research, you learn so much more, because I learned some things about Barry White that I did not know. You know, his voice got deeper at the age of 14. He said when he spoke to his mom that morning, and his voice is so deep, he said they both were scared, because he didn't have a deep voice like that, but just... At the age of 14, it became very raspy, and that's, you know, what he was left with. And because of that blessing, look at everything that he accomplished, and rest in power to Barry White.
Yes.
You know, from July 4, 2003. Yeah. So, yeah, but,
so
20 goals and 10 singles.
He's the bomb, right? And that's a real talent. You play those instruments, and then to be able to go ahead and conduct an orchestra. This man was a conductor, playing that piano, and then those women. One of them was his wife, correct?
Glodine.
They were all
beautiful. Those long, beautiful
nails. My gosh.
And they had that Supreme look for a minute, you know. But, it was a really big thing when Barry White came out in the 70s. It was a really big thing. So everybody had that corner. Yeah. The brothers loved it. It was definitely, let me play a little Barry White, you know. I got so much to give. Sing it to him. It was like, okay. You know. So, yeah, Barry White.
Still a little grown for me. I'm going to go get my water when we play those. I'm going to go get my water.
Well, we're going to go ahead and do our first selection, which is another Love Unlimited. No, it's the Love Unlimited Orchestra. Yeah, Oyster. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, the orchestra. Uh-huh.
Orchestra. Yeah.
Love Sting.
Love
Sting. I don't know if it was there.
So, we're
going
to go ahead and start it off with that.
You ready, Queen?
Sit back and let's kick back. DJ Maniac, you got some headphones on?
Yes, I do.
Right on.
Thank you. Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy DJ Kev Ski, straight from Harlem, fifth Beatle of the Get Fresh crew. Thanks for tuning in to the G Lou Show on Flashback Fridays, hosted by G Lou. Shout out to our sponsors, BTP Media and 93 Tweed FM.
Shout out to DJ Maniac. That's a bad jam. Okay, ladies. Sorry, we're back.
Yes, that is a very bad jam.
That was a sexy jam. I was sitting up here with a whole visual. That was a sexy jam. So, yeah, shout out to you, DJ Maniac. Putting that vibe out there for us.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. I was like, this ain't going to work that tonight. Beat. Can we just listen to the music? Yes, yes. Just ride
that
along.
That part.
Ride along the orchestra. Mm-hmm. Queen,
and you know, I had said,
we were to talk to us.
I had said that Barry White came out in the 70s, but according to what I'm reading, he came out in 1958 until 2003. So maybe I didn't get wind of who Barry White was until the 70s. But songwriter, record producer, composer, just, and was good at all of them. was good at everything.
Pretty much, yeah. That's some of those songs I saw today. I was like, wait a minute. That what? They went way back. I was like, nobody's going to know those.
Yeah.
So let me not even go there.
But he has
I like that one. I'm like, play that one again. What was it called?
Mm-hmm.
If You Love Me.
If Say It.
Our next one is going to be like that. Okay, If You Love Me, Say It. That almost sounded like the next one, too. Yeah, that was bad. Like, regroup. Oh.
Yeah, so let's move along
that.
Because, yes, don't you know how much I love you? Another one. Let's keep on serenading.
Don't you?
That's
right. Fabulous Fridays, Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy, and G-Lou.
Yo, what's up? This is Chuck John. I'm here with Queen and G Lou on the G Lou Show.
Can't you see?
Honey, please. Can't you see? Hey, I want to shout out tonight on the G Lou After Hours. He will be having Incredible Harvey Air doing an interview with Incredible Harvey Air. So you guys go on over there after the show, after our show, 9:30 Pacific and 12:30 a.m. Eastern, and check out that interview. Mm-hmm. And also you can follow Incredible Harvey Air on YouTube, on his channel, subscribe and like, as well as our YouTube channel, The G Lou Show. So I just want to put that out there. And also tomorrow on Conversations in the Hookah Lounge, I've seen that Dee Dee is going to have the lady who made the egg rolls on there tomorrow. So I see that Hank reposted some today saying how good they were. So yeah, check that out. Maybe you can get the recipe and try to make these egg rolls yourself, but nobody can master them like a chef who makes them, who came up with the recipe. But you can check it out tomorrow on Conversations in the Hookah Lounge, 10 o'clock p.m. Pacific, I'm sorry, Eastern, and 7 o'clock p.m. Pacific.
That's right, that's so, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. And don't forget, you can also reach us here. The studio lines are open, 914-803-4001, if you want to get in on this Love Unlimited Barry White extravaganza we're having tonight on Fabulous Fridays. And then also, Queen, on Sunday, we got you coming back as per usual, but you all are going to do a, on the After Hours, Oldies Rule Forever, it's going to be a tribute to Art LaBeau. So that's going to be a good one. Make sure you all tune in for that as well. And that's going to be on the YouTube, the G Lou After Hours, the Oldies Rule Forever. And that comes...
Let me say this. I'm sorry. I just wanted to, because since you mentioned that, we're doing this tribute because, first and foremost, rest in peace to the legendary Art LaVeau, who started it all, you know, and just, man, I mean, the man had decades upon decades upon decades of doing what he did. And everyone, if you're from the Los Angeles area, you definitely know who Art LaVeau was. So rest in peace to him. So we're going to do a special tribute because we weren't on last week, you know, so we're going to do that this week, give him a special tribute.
Yeah.
So everyone tune in after. Like she said, thank you for mentioning that.
Of course. We be going and tending the room,
gotta
too.
Call
so, yeah,
that's
going to be.
Say. You have to call it, too.
Okay. On the alarm.
Good evening,
right,
caller.
Good evening.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Terry White. I'm Barry White's little brother. Just want to say thank you for showcasing my big brother and all of his musical prowess. Also, I wanted to say that I don't know if you guys are aware, but for all the Virgos out there, Barry White's a Virgo. So, you know, I got to represent because I'm a Virgo. Birthday September the 12th.
Right on for the Virgos. He is September the 12th. Yeah, right on for the Virgos. That's funny that you would mention that because when I was thinking about that a few minutes ago and I said, wow, September the 12th has become very significant in my life due to events. And then to now know I would never forget Barry White's birthday because it's on the 12th of September. So, yeah, it was the 12th of September.
Exactly. And also, that's my daughter's birthday as well. Cheyenne, CEO of Diggity, chairman.
Oh.
It's her birthday as well, too, because she said, Daddy, anybody famous that got the same birthday as me? Because she was mad because Beyonce's birthday is my birthday, September the 4th.
Mm-hmm.
And then I told her, yeah, Barry White, you know, you guys have the same birthday. But
shout
also,
out to Cheyenne.
Yeah, also what I want
for
to say,
funnel pegs.
What I want to say, too, in regards to Barry White, he, as far as love themes go, he has one that has the Love Unlimited singers on there as well, too. They have a vocal version of that song that's fly as hell.
Oh.
Y'all might want to check that out. It's love things, but it's singing on it, and it's tight as hell. I played it several times. It's real nice. Also, we got another one that you guys would like called Whisper Softly. That's fly. And my favorite Barry White song of all time is called Midnight Groove. So, you know, that'll be if
which
it's
one do you
want to
hear?
I would like to hear Midnight Groove. That's my thing right there.
Okay, well, we got you. Midnight Groove.
Mm-hmm.
For Terry
got
White,
you.
Representing
that's
his
right.
brother.
Terry White.
Exactly.
So, Terry, where did you all grow up? You and your brother Barry.
South Central LA in the east side in the 60s. Used to be gangbangers back in the day. You know, did you know that Barry White used to be a gangbanger and a car thief, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right,
September
right,
the 6th,
right.
I mean, on the 6th, when he was 16 years of age, actually.
Exactly. He didn't support that perm for nothing. He didn't support that
right.
perm for nothing.
Look, he needed them tires for that Cadillac. He was taking Cadillac tires.
Exactly. He was a player.
He had to say saucy.
He was a player.
Yeah.
He was a player. And when he said he went to Hollywood, and everybody said his mama told him, don't go to Hollywood. They don't even know you. And that boy said, I'm going to Hollywood, mama. And ended up getting him a gig. And, man, the man, the first black man to ever have his own orchestra. You feel me?
And
yeah.
he gave
right.
other people opportunities. My mom was in a girl group when he did make that move, and she told us she got to sing for him once, her and her group, and they were supposed to do something else for him, but it didn't pan out. But he is an opportunity provider as well, so I've heard that about him. Yeah, local hero. I love that.
He's very generous, and he had a balling house that he built. He built a balling-ass house, too, man.
It was nice.
Oh, man, they got a documentary on a lot of stuff. On Barry, man. He was the man.
Didn't they end up naming South Park after him?
No, that
or dedicated
I'm not
to
sure.
him? I think so, right there off of Avalon.
Yeah,
because
that's his
you
neighborhood.
South Park is.
That was his neighborhood.
Yeah, Yeah, after he died, they dedicated that park to him. I remember them having an event there, and he was there on the platform singing and talking to the neighborhood people. Because I
Man,
used to
they
have
gave me
property
the key
over
to the
there
city.
On 49.
They should have gave me the city, to be honest with you, because, man, he was a man, and he loved him some diamonds, boy. That boy had some, he had some rings that'll make Liberace want to be mad. He had some rings.
Rest in power to your brother, man. Rest in power to him.
Yeah, Jerry.
Oh, yeah. I learned a lot from him, man. I studied his music. I've been studying his music from day one. I love how he can blend the strings and the man put the violins with the horns. Oh, my God. Nobody can do it best.
That's a gift.
Listen to Midnight Groove, y'all.
That's a gift.
That's my request.
All
I'm
right, we got
up.
You coming up, Jerry. I'm going to
shut up, man,
up.
And kick we back need... like Maniac. I'm finna kick back like Maniac, get my
headphones
on. I'm finna put on my phones and fly up in my drone. Tell G. Lou I say what up. Play, y'all.
Thanks for calling, Terry.
Peace and love. Enjoy the show.
Anytime.
Like when that starts off. Girl, that's a flow. Knee high. Not knee high, but straight up to the knees with the...
Hold on. Let me bring Marcy in to talk about this first. Marcy?
That's the one.
Hello?
My bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, what's happening? Yeah, yeah. I was like, what's going on?
A bad queen.
I'm over I hear a tweet. I hear you say, let me bring Marcy in. And then Marcy, I don't hear her. And then she say, hey, hey. And then I hear tweets saying, I'm like, what's happening? And then nobody responded. Okay.
Can y'all hear me, though? Because my baby tripping. Okay,
but
cool.
I was about to play that song, but before I played it, you said you wanted to talk about that first, so go ahead.
Cousin Marcy?
Yeah, she went out on
the train.
Okay, come again, Marcy.
What's going over
out
there?
Okay, am I back, y'all?
You back? Yes. Loud and clear.
Perfect. Yes. Okay, so 95 South redid this song, and it was on the Space Jam soundtrack, Come and Ride the Train. So I like this one. That was all I wanted to say. We on tonight.
Well, let's ride the train.
Come on.
We on.
Right?
be late.
Okay.
Oh, trying to break.
It sure is. Everyone's trying to get out of the rain. Oh, it feels so good. The rain and thinking of you. Soon as I get home, I'm going to call you and tell you how much I love you. Oh, I feel so good.
Says she don't want to hear about that rain. It's cold enough. It's cold.
Girl, that song is beautiful. Could you vision that? Have
yes.
You vision now? Mm-hmm. I used to love those big bubble umbrellas. You know those real big bubble umbrellas? I used to love walking in the rain. With my sisters.
With the one you love. With your sisters, yes. With the one you love.
Absolutely.
I used to walk home in the rain from school.
That part.
Yeah. I tell you what, coming to get
right
you.
There.
It's raining. Is it storming? Okay. Is it flooding? You can walk
had
home.
Had those little cassette players with the little handle around your wrist. Walking from
right?
counting to walk. Got that right.
Queen, I wanted to, with your permission, of course, make a little announcement regarding Normani.
You're going to need my permission.
Wonderful. So,
absolutely.
They're going to be participating in a college event this coming week at UEI College in Ontario. So if anyone's in the area, it's going to be this Wednesday. The address is 4730 Ontario Mills Parkway in Ontario, California. The event is going to be held from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And I think it has something to do with, like, women's empowerment, but it's just going to be, like, several different booths there. So all you Normani fans out there, and don't forget, you can also see their items at www.norarmanicandles.com, and they're also on IG and Facebook. Their handle is norarmanicandles on there as well. So I just wanted to get that out there for the girls. They got some cute little, I'm not going to tell you everything, but they got some really nice stuff coming along, new packaging. So, yeah, all you candle lovers out there and anybody that needs a candle, yes, we do ship the orders, and we do next day shipping as well. So, yep, that was my little Normani rant.
And Normani packages their candles. So,
hey, so you, so hold up. So you can give me the candles then, too, then, right? Can you hook me up?
Those are not their candles. Their candles aren't LED. Theirs are the ones.
But they're not, right. Yeah, you got to do a flame with ours, but we have wax melts, too. So we don't have the LED ones, but if you or know anyone that is into candles, yes, we have them.
I just want the nice, hook me up with whatever the best stuff is. I forgot that was your, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I want some of those candles.
Cool.
Make me an order.
Cool. Okay, Queen, you got the hookup.
It's already done.
That's right. It's already done. Shout out to King Walker. That's his phrase, too. It's already done. We got to get him back on
already
the show.
Already done.
Okay.
It's already done. Yeah.
Thank you, Queen.
Hey.
Right on.
Thank you.
Welcome. So shout out to Normani Candles. My little queen cousins, but they're not little. My queen cousins doing their thing. So, yes, Cousin Marcy stated support the business. And also,
I'm looking
free
at
food tomorrow
right now.
With Sylvia Nunn at 200 North Long Beach Boulevard in Compton, California, first come, first served. That's every Saturday at 12 noon. Anyone in need of food or knows anyone who needs food, that is your place to go on Saturdays. That's every Saturday. You can follow Cynthia Nunn as well on IG, Sylvia Nunn. And she gives videos. She puts up videos every now and then, and that way you can see just what she has in the freezers, on the shelves. It's always good quality food. It's not like the food we used to get when we had to stand in the line, the can, the meat inside the cans, the powdered milk, the powdered eggs. This is real good quality food. So if you're in need of food or know someone who is in need of food, don't be shy. Go get your blessing. Go get your blessing.
Please pass that along and don't be shy. Mm-hmm. Yes, there's people out there to help. We're coming into these winter months. People, if you need help, please, or you know somebody, let them know. There's people out there with programs and they can help you, and she's one of them.
Right, definitely. So, yeah, shout out. But so far, great show, loving the music. When I heard Barry White's voice, I was like, ooh, that's the voice I've been waiting to hear. And then it was just a little snippet. So we got to get us some Barry White on here where we can hear his voice. Like, let's go to, can we get to Playing Your Game, Baby, by Barry White?
I'm in here being silly. Kennedy and Max just popped in on me for the Fabulous Fridays. Queen Jean, Cousin Mercy, and G Lou.
Just want to know about any secret of yours. I want to know about one special secret.
Oh.
Because tonight I want to learn all about the secrets in your garden.
I want to read your mind. Know your deep feelings. I want to make it right for you. Baby, show me, let me share the mystery. Oh,
come on.
Listen to your heart tonight.
I've got the secret key to you, baby. Let's make music harmonizing A, E,
let me lay beside you, do what you want me to, all night. Wanna hold you, ooh, baby, can I touch you there? Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Take good care of you. That's what a man is supposed to do. And I'll be there for you all the time. Let your hair down. Let me get you in the mood. Take me with you.
Show you right. You know, it used to be show you right.
Yeah, your auntie used to say that.
Mm-hmm.
Your auntie used to say that, Cheryl. She used to say, show you right.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, what?
Show you right. Yeah, it used to be show you right and you know you right.
Mm-mm-mm.
That was a nice.
Yeah, that was some heavy hitters. But it was like a couple of people. Well, nah, just one person in particular who I loved down. I'll be sure. I was like, where you come from, bruh?
Mm-hmm.
Why you here?
Yeah.
But
I'll be
it still
sure.
was a heavy hitter. Yeah.
You know,
heavy hitter.
I want to hear, and for the people to hear all around the world, what Barry White and Lisa Stansfield And to be honest, I never even knew Barry White was on there. So I'm going to have to, because that's one of my favorite songs. And how I didn't know Barry White was on there is like way out. Like, I should know that.
Yeah, when she first came out with that song, remember, it was so popular, but I heard the rumor was that he asked her to sing with, to do it with her, because he liked the song. He loved the way she sang. And check out the video if you can. It's so cute. He's just like loving singing with her. It is the cutest video ever.
Yeah, I didn't even know that. So I definitely, I mean, like I said, that's one of my favorite joints from back in the day, but I don't know.
Yeah, we got to get her on Blue Eyes Soul 3. Okay.
Yes.
I'll never give up the truth.
That's right, that's right, that's right, that's right.
Blue Eyes, sing around the world tonight.
I'll be
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely, I've never, ever heard that. That's definitely an introduction. Because that's why I was like, how am I going to not hear, you know Barry White's voice? But I never heard that version. So this is definitely a treat. No, I've
great.
Never heard that one.
I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, I love yes, it. Well, have you ever heard when Barry White was doing that commercial that he kept messing up for baby? And he's got the cussing out the script. I think on one of you all show, that's where I actually heard it, or it might have been on a Tweet Cadillac show. But yeah, he got the cussing out. He had to do a retake about 50 times. But I found that to be so funny. Barry White, man. Mm. What a treasure. Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah, left us some gems, that's for sure. Left us some gems. They still are some of the amazing music that's, you know, for lovers and to, if you're trying to pull one,
yeah.
And, you know.
You said if you're trying to pull one.
Or just sitting up chilling, you want to listen to some good music, you know. That's some
yeah.
good chilling around with some friends, family, playing some dominoes, some spades, some Uno,
mm-hmm.
some whatever, you know, and having you some drinky drink. Drink up all the Hennessy on the shelf, whatever.
On the shelf.
That's that good
tell
music,
the hater,
though.
Tell a player.
Yeah, that's that good
and make
music,
the room blue,
tells you.
You know?
Yeah,
you know,
well, we had red light. We had black lights and red lights. You know,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, you have those on and you let Barry tell you to practice what you preach, Mr.
Ooh.
Barry White.
Okay, preacher. Daughter mm-hmm. of a preacher. I'm like, this song was funny to me. It's been like, okay, daddy, he coming for you. He coming for you now. Practice what you
Practice what you preach.
Right. Fabulous Fridays. Queen I'm Dean, Cousin Mercy, and Jesus.
I'm ready, baby. I'm waiting on you.
And nobody got time to complain.
I am patiently waiting on you. Yeah. There's something wrong with me. Every time I'm alone with you, you keep talking about you loving me. Hey, baby, your foreplay just blows my mind. So why don't we stop all the talking, girl? Why don't we stop wasting time? I've had my share of lovers. Some say I'm damn good.
What you preach, 'cause it's the
is it?
I think
You know, cousin, I'm going to tell you, man, I remember seeing brothers rolling in them caddies and everybody wearing them perms, and you would hear anything by Barry White blurring out of those vehicles, those cars, those caddies, even the lowriders, you know, and it was just like you would automatically get a whiplash to see, okay, let's see what, oh, okay, all right, I see you, I hear you. You know, that type of
what
that
cool
type
person
reaction.
Is bumping that? Because it was like a revolution
right.
when he came back. When he came back with that, like everybody, I was still a teenager. And I was like, okay, well, I've heard of you before, but wait a minute, who is this old man? And then his hair, and I was like, is he a preacher? We're like, what is happening? You know,
he
like,
made
okay,
it,
Barry.
He made it,
right.
He made it good for the fluffy guys. You know what I'm saying? The fluffy guys was getting a lot of action.
Yes. Right?
Right.
Everybody wants them. Oh, practice on me. Practice what? what exactly are we practicing? Yeah,
well,
but it was a good time.
Good.
You know, music was still good there. Yeah.
Barry let it
tone,
be known, though. Yeah,
because
he said it's ecstasy when you land down next to me. Imagine that. Okay.
Lord, you got
ecstasy
my palms sweating.
Down next to me.
Getting
Barry
real
White
grown in
another,
here.
Another hit. Hey, check it out, you guys. It's ecstasy when you land down next to me, Mr. Barry White.
Bomb beat, another remake. Who's this queen? Your girl, Mary. Mm-hmm. Oh, this one.
Check it out. Better bring these songs back, brothers. Don't be listening to none of that.
Right?
You know that I want to do this and do that to you. You better bring this back
right.
to get you a real woman.
Bring a man from
that's
the break
team, okay? That's what you need to be rolling around in if you want a real queen.
Right, okay. Fabulous Fridays.
That's what your gangster did.
When we met, you weren't quite kidding me. What you had in store was ever only me. Surely you know you took me by surprise. When I turned and looked, I saw that message in your eyes. There you were, I found on the floor. The way you moved, girl, only made me want you more. I did not know you had been hypnotized to the movement of your body dancing in my eyes. I know I had to hold you and make you mine. Don't want to control you, just have a good time in ecstasy. When you lay down next to me, oh no, no. When you lay down next to me, I find it hard for me to concentrate. If I don't make my move down, it might be too late. I've got to make sure you don't get away. After all you've done, girl, to make me wanna stay. All my life I've been searching for a star. Now my search is over, and here we are, living in ecstasy, yeah. When you lay down next to me, yeah, we're in ecstasy. When you lay down next to me, thank you. when you lay down next to me. Ooh, ecstasy.
Back from fighting potential fires. I'm like, what is happening? Fabulous Fridays. Whew, love
he
unlimited tonight.
He said, I don't
want to
control you. I just want to, he said, I just want to make you mine. Don't want to control you. Just want to make you mine. Could you imagine that? Man, that's definitely ecstasy.
That's like, yeah, you better be knowing what you're doing, girl. They start talking, that's some serious talk now. You better
that's
know
that.
What you're dealing with. That's that grown man talk.
Oh, my, I'm going to fall. That's that. I'm going to fall in love with you.
Yeah, so watch your step.
But yeah, take notes,
okay.
Though. I mean, yeah, this is the music, you know. This is the kind of music I also like to hear on those Harleys when they be rolling, you know, you'd be like, another, I remember rolling down Avalon, because you know those motorcycle riders used to ride down Avalon a lot, and them brothers be playing them oldies, and you just look at them and nod your head, like, yeah, I
right.
hear you, I hear you, brother, over there, you know.
Right?
Yeah,
be
I can
cool.
recall being at a light. They be real cool. They don't have, they do not have a problem with it. They cool with it. Absolutely.
Because they know how loud they are. That music and them mics. Trust and believe. They know. Better be banging. What we got next, Queen?
They go our next
one. Yo call. Oh, that's our next one. Huh? All right, well, let's get into it. So I'm never going to give you up. But wonderful.
Absolutely.
Very white.
Make love to you right now, that's all.
all I want to do.
I like that.
I know you need it, girl.
Right?
You know I need
you
it.
Getting a relay. I mean, like, that's a DJ right there.
The world.
That's right.
Bro.
Thank you.
that's a wedding reception version right there. That is definitely a wedding.
Get in line
version.
And get your dance ready. That was banging.
You know what I'm saying? That was banging, just that version of it. And when he said, because quitting just ain't my stick. That's so old school.
Right.
Man, that's so old school.
I was like, what in the pimpery are you talking about? Where children did you just come from, filling your holes out? No. He said, quitting just ain't my stick.
He said, right. I found what I've been searching for. Yeah.
And he ain't got to
you know
look
what I'm
no
saying?
More.
Like, he ain't got to look no more. Just no more. Yeah. If you a Barry White fan, you got a piece of my heart, King.
Okay.
For real, though.
Right.
So, yeah.
I'm just like, y'all bounce out of here. That's crazy. Where did the time go?
Great vibes. Great vibes. Great vibes. Let's hear... we haven't heard Playing Your Game next, have we?
We did, because I remember I was singing it to Max.
We did?
And he started crying. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, we don't want to double
see. He started crying.
That's what I'm saying. See, I love me some Barry White. Oh, so it's been Can't Get Enough of Your Love. Did we hear that one, too? Let me quit asking.
You know what? Because I got so into it, I can't even, we didn't hear You're My First, My Last, My Everything. I know that. And we did not do, let me see.
See, that's what I'm saying, all these love songs.
It was so good, like, we don't do this. Yeah.
We
did Walking in the Rain. I got really lost. Yeah, take it away, Queen. You tell us, what if you wanted to hear it again? If you want to hear Playing Your Game, baby, play it again.
No, we're going to check out You're My First, My Last, My Everything to follow up.
Shout out to Rush Hour 1, 2, and 3. They played Barry White on there, too. And Chris Tucker was so funny with that when he was singing that in the opening credits. So, yeah, we got it together, baby. We got it together. Joe got that thing.
We got it together. We do.
Man.
We ain't gonna slip and fall.
Really, when you really sit and think about it, it's really, really nice.
Fabulous Friday.
I can easily feel my
shout out to our sponsor.
More and more ways.
One World Magazine.
That's Super World on my own. Nobody but you and me. We've got it together, baby.
You make me feel this way. You're like they could have made to. Girl, you're my reality, but I'm lost in a dream. You're the first, you're the last, my everything. You and me.
Well, I'm kind of sad now.
Hey, hey, great. Yes.
Kind of sad now.
One of.
Wow.
Want to give a shout out to our amazing producer, G. Lou, DJ G. Lou. He did. You did great as always. We appreciate you very much, and thank you for letting us take over on the Fridays show. From Flashback Fridays to Flashback Fabulous Fridays, we thank you for this, Gigu. And to our sponsors, we thank you as well for sponsoring the show. It's BTP Media, Tweed Cadillac, Didi Harrison, One World Magazine, the Gigu After Hours. We thank you all so much for sponsoring. Of course, we thank you, the callers and the listeners, for keeping us on the air as well. So thank you so very much. Blessings and prayers to your families. DJ Maniac, get well. Do everything you need to do to get well. And thank you for riding out with us. He's been with us throughout the whole show. He said he remembers that commercial, that Barry White commercial. Oh. So yeah. He said he remembers that.
DJ Maniac.
So we thank you.
I'm on
here.
Yes, thank you.
I
wasn't tripping.
Peace and love. Yeah, you said, yeah. Yeah, but take care of yourself. We'll be checking on you and all
thank
that good
you.
Stuff. And much love to everyone.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go ahead and say my piece and just say Ashe, Ashe. And Cousin Marcy, you can take us out.
Ashe, Ashe, it was fun today, okay? We deal with Bear Ray. Uh-oh, we're trying to get me on the track. We got the DJ on, the producer. Let me put a little rap. Nah, I had fun as usual, and we rocked out. That was a bomb. Yeah, I don't have nothing to say, but peace and blessings. Everybody have a good weekend, and don't forget to come back tomorrow, Sunday. Don't miss that Art LeBeau. And tonight, bring your back YouTube, the incredible Javier. It's going down. It's going to be good. So be there. And that's all I have.
That part.
One ticket, please.
One ticket, please.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Yo, you're right. Yeah. One
she's
ticket. Just one.
Yeah,
right?
Just
one. One way.
Let the music play.